Everyone, welcome to today's podcast. So obviously it's me and James as usual.
Hello.
hello. So as you can see by the title, obviously we're talking about a really sort of, I'd say, a difficult topic to talk about. Like, we've never done this kind of thing, have we, on the podcast before?
No.
So, like, bear with us. Like, there might be a bit of umming and ahhing, stuttering or whatever. It's new territory for us, but we just feel it's something that really needs to be talked about, and something that needs to be spread, definitely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need it, including us. Everyone needs educating at different points. And yeah, so hopefully you enjoy. So, like, today, the day we're recording this, it's just over a month since George Floyd was killed. Obviously, most of you have heard of what happened and how wrong it was. And I think I might be wrong by saying this, but obviously he did do something wrong, but that doesn't explain or justify him being killed by police. And I think
Yeah.
that is sort of what has sparked this Black Lives. I mean, obviously Black Lives Matter has been around since 2013, but it's definitely become more prominent now. And you've seen, like, protests and everyone on social media and stuff. And George, but it's important to note that George Floyd is one of many black people, particularly in America, but across the world as well, that are being killed unfairly when they shouldn't have been. Recently, it's come across as Breonna Taylor. That was back. Well, that was back in March. So we're over 3 months since that. But it's that these are George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. We could go on for so long, but we don't have time, unfortunately. So this is just like our take on it and like what we think. I think overt racism and covert racism is definitely something that we should all be aware of. So overt is definitely out in the open, basically, what it says, like racially abusing someone, calling someone this, violently attacking someone based on the skin of their colour. And covert is basically sort of closed, our own sort of prejudices, I can't say that word, and biases that we hold to different degrees, and we all hold them against people, whether it's black or Jewish or someone of a different ethnic minority, someone of a different gender. And I think it is this it's still important to note as well that black people, even after the slave trade, because of the way society was set up hundreds of years ago. And recently you've had people like Barack Obama, the first black president for America. And he, for me, I thought he was doing good things and was striving for equality.
Yeah.
And then now you've got people like Boris Johnson and Donald Trump who are sort of doing the opposite. And we're now leaning towards a sort of post-slavery society where we again have negative attitudes, negative biases, and implicit attitudes towards
Yeah.
black people, whatever. And that for me is a big turning point. And while these problems have increased, and they're not decreasing, more and more black people are being killed by the police and by just racist people, really.
Every day.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, so we'll go into a bit more depth onto that. So obviously we've had like loads of protests recently. We've had them in Bradford, actually, near me. Lots in
Yeah.
London, as you can imagine, in America, around the world, but I think the big ones have been in America and England.
Yeah.
And I so I had a conversation the other day with my other friend, not you, James.
Wow.
Sorry, yeah, I know, I feel like I'm cheating.
Yes.
So we had a conversation. He was like, oh, so all these, like, a load of these protests have turned into riots and burning buildings and stuff. And it's like, but actually, if you look at it, that's a few protests, that's a few people. And, like, they're not representative of the Black Lives Matter movement. But because we have a right-wing media, predominantly, they have to focus on the negative and the controversial things so they
Yeah.
can sell their news. But don't let, but I basically said to him, like, so this isn't accurate. This isn't what Black Lives Matter is striving for equality across everyone. And so don't let one or two articles, whatever, taint your view of it. And I think that's just definitely something that everyone needs to keep in mind, because, you know, you got people like, remember like the suffragettes and the civil rights movement as well. Yeah. Like, they used violence to get across their point. So it's like, you know, a few people are a bit violent. I'm not saying it's a good thing to burn down buildings, of course not, but can you, like, be against them or, like, blame them for being a bit violent? Probably not, because every other movement that's been successful in trying to get a point across, whether it's for the women's vote or whatever, yeah, has been violent. I don't know, what do you think of it, James?
I think it's really interesting how people have come together, which is obviously a good thing. You know, obviously, I can remember when it first happened.
Yeah.
I talk about the George Floyd first, because obviously I remember actually hearing about it when it first happened, and then sort of like, right, I need to, like, not need to look at this video, but like, interested to see what happened, because it was such a massive thing. I remember I was on my PlayStation, and then I wasn't in a game, but I started watching it, and then I was like, I remember I stopped playing my PlayStation because I felt like almost like sick after watching it. Like, it was just, it wasn't good. And I think it sort of was like everyone realizing that, because you always hear about things in, obviously, in America, of cops being like, obviously, racist, and obviously you hear about it before, but actually like seeing it like that, like,
puts it into reality.
You're like, whoa, actually, is that like messed up? And obviously you can't say like every single cop is like that, but it's obviously a serious problem.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to see, again, obviously all the higher people in power, politicians like Donald Trump and Boris Johnson, you're going on about, is bringing negative, but you have to look at the positives of people who are supporting it and how massive it was, especially on social media.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
But where there's good things, usually there's bad things as well. And then obviously people are bringing in other stuff like cops' lives matter and white lives matter and all this sort of stuff. And it's sort of just, one, it like defends the cop for doing it, but like sort of just sees the problem of, what's the word, like white supremacy and stuff like that. It's just no need to like go support it. Like, obviously, like, all lives matter. There's no need to.
Yeah, it's a given. Doesn't need saying.
But you don't need to start saying, oh, yeah, white lives matter as well, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, obviously. But in this moment, someone has died because of their race, and we're supporting Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter about anything else.
Yeah, it's important to say that by saying Black Lives Matter, you're not saying other lives don't matter, but you're bringing attention to the fact that Black people across the world are denied certain rights just because they have black skin.
Yeah.
So we're not saying, oh, white people don't matter. Of course they do. But Black people have suffered for so long, for so many years, and it's that they need that. This is why it's called that. It's really ignorant and really pathetic, I think, this all lives matter shit. It really is
like a petty comment to make.
Yeah, definitely. It's I think as well, it's in, like, so people often ask, like, oh, so why are more Black people killed by the police officers? Basically, negative stereotypes around Black people have been built up for so many years. And obviously, this is within our education, in our conversations and stuff. Not saying that we all say it, but it's been embedded within our society, you know.
Yeah.
And it's almost so, obviously the police are educated as well. And so in that sense, it's almost like they're almost brainwashed, I think. And it's almost like, oh, therefore they instinctively will target to kill someone who's black because, oh, they feel like they're more threatened. And so it's important to abolish these stereotypes and almost start again. I also think as well, the roots of policing need to be evaluated and fresh roots need to be implemented. Everyone needs to be educated like we're doing now and talking about it, whether it's with family, with friends. Like, don't be afraid to say your opinion. because that's how everything's going to change, by people speaking up
yeah.
and putting themselves out there. And I think re-educating a lot of police officers, particularly in America, you know, with, I've got some stats written down here, right? Okay. Oh, you should watch, this is for you as well, James, like everyone, you should watch 13th on Netflix. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think so.
Really? I mean, it's a, like a long documentary, but it's really worth it, honestly. But anyway, okay. Back to the thing. So basically in America, 1 in 3 black people in America will go to prison at some point in their life, right? So that's a really high percentage of people. Whereas for white people, it's 1 in 17.
Yeah.
That's to me staggering. The huge difference. You know, we could pull out loads of, we don't need to pull out what we do, but like we could go on with loads of statistics. You can check that out for yourself.
Yeah.
In terms of process and stuff, like I mean I've not done it being some because of COVID and stuff.
I've
signed petitions and stuff instead as a way of supporting the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
So that's what I've personally done. But yeah, no, I just thought we'd talk today. It's good to spread awareness. Do you want to talk about in stuff that happened recently in football, James?
There's been a bit of controversial, actually. So, obviously, I'm going to focus more on the Premier League because, obviously,
that's
what I'm more known. I actually wouldn't even be able to comment on other leagues. I know, like, they've had, like, Black Lives Matter and some players have worn it and
stuff like that.
But in the Premier League, they take a knee
at
the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
On some of their... I think on most of the kits, instead of their names on the back, it says Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've actually found it quite interesting because people are like, oh, why are they bringing politics and all this in sport? And they shouldn't be doing that. It should just be football, blah, 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 blah. Mm. But like, how much of a movement, especially in England and obviously at international level, at World Cups and stuff, has there been a to kick racism out of football? Like, I mean, you've had games stopping and well, that was a big thing. I mean, I think it was when England went to Bulgaria.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, there was a monkey chance.
Yeah, and I think, again, before lockdown, there was a game in Germany where a game stopped because of like racism chants. And in Italy, football, I know it's like awful. Like the people that try like kick out. They even made like a joke about it and put like a monkey like sign and said something like, oh, we will not be racist or anything like that. And that's meant to be the people that are stopping it. But anyway, my point is there's racism in football and in all sport.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's been a massive thing anyway. And then you sort of get these people that are like, oh, it's so pointless, like bending a knee for like, however long it is. It's not long, is it? It's only like, is it like 10 seconds or something?
The referee blows his whistle and then they do it for, it's literally about 10 seconds and then they get up again. It's spreading awareness. It's good.
I know, like there's actually no harm done, nothing wrong with it doing it, and then people are still moaning about it. And I think it makes sense to do it in football because, like I said, there's still a lot of racism in football. And
yeah, well, we saw that with Burnley, didn't we? There was one, this isn't representative of Burnley, by the way. There was one fan, wasn't there, who flew a plane over the stadium with the banner. And what was it, All Lives Matter? Or was it White Lives
Matter? No, it was White Lives
White
Matter.
White Lives Matter. Like, it's just pathetic. It's horrible. Yeah.
I like to use the word petty. Just going out all your own way just to.
Yeah. I don't know if he's been caught yet. I think the police were looking to see who the culprit was, but
they obviously gave out a statement saying like, we do not support this.
Definitely. Like that's what. Yeah, we want to get that across. It's not. This isn't representative of Burnley. It's just one idiot, basically. But that shows, isn't it? There's people that you know and I know that will be inherently and not necessarily will say overtly nasty things to someone, but will hold. Yeah. Prejudices and implicit attitudes and stuff internally that they'll always think, and this is the problem where this is why we need to sort of talk about it and re-educate lots of people, even people who aren't like, you know, aren't racist.
Yeah,
needs to be re-educated and stuff. But yeah, yeah, no, I think that's about. Is there anything else you wanted to cover, James? Or
I think it's important. I'll just say we could have talked about it in another episode, but I saw like these quote that came out when obviously George Floyd passed and that.
Yeah.
It's saying when obviously children are born, they're not born to be racist. They grow up to be racist. Like they learn to be racist. And I thought that was like, there's obviously a big argument of nature versus nurture. I can agree with you learn through other people to be racist.
Yeah,
you don't,
definitely.
You're definitely not born a racist, are you? That's
yeah,
not
exactly.
A thing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a re-education thing. And I think obviously a lot of older generation is different from the younger generation, I think, on terms of views and not just about racism, but about like gender and
I think minorities and any sort of group of people who suffer from oppression. You know, lots of different religious groups and cultures have, and still do today currently. And I think retrain, like, you know, we've seen like a lot of police officers target black people more, and they need to be. I think they're the key people who need to be retrained. And then once they've gone through that, then need to be tested and seen whether they can go back on duty or not, and if they still hold these attitudes. I don't. My opinion is they shouldn't be allowed on the police.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. So, but yeah, no, but yeah, we hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. We'll see you in the next one.